This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon, brought to you today by our friends at Petroserve USA. I'm giving a shout-out to farmers and ranchers today, and can't possibly not think of them when I tell you what's on special today for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience at Petroserve USA. Salisbury Steak in Euland. Thank you, ranchers. Glendon Chicken Fettuccine. No chickens? Braised, no chicken fettuccine, right? Not to mention the pasta. All those pasta delicacies. Thanks to our farmers. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue. Sloppy Joe's on 12th and I-29. Harwood exit I-29. Swedish Meatballs. Meatloaf today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Thank you, ranchers. Or Cheesy Taco Hot Dish in Valley City, exit 292. Off I-94, your choice of a hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie, Petroserve USA. One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. All right, we are going to meet somebody from the I Am Lignite campaign. We all ought to be part of the I Am Lignite campaign, just like we all ought to be farmers and ranchers, or at least recognize where our meals come from, where our sustenance, where our food security comes from. It's Ag Day, so we're giving a shout-out to farmers and ranchers, and we've given them the floor today. We're putting them to the front of the line. Tell us what we need to hear. What's on your mind? Let us know. Then we'll meet Kate Colden, mining engineer at the BNI Center Mine from the I Am Lignite campaign, and Congressman Kelly Armstrong, leader of this hour, takes your calls, questions, and comments on anything. Fred and Wing, a farmer. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm more of a rocket scientist. You know, I study the way the planets go around and stuff like that. But I do identify as a farmer, so I guess that classifies me.
There you go. Nice.
Well so, done. Well done.
You know, I heard Biden say, "I'm going to talk about farming." I promise you, but this thing. With our mercenary Bill over there, he's great. Wow.
Isn't
Thank
he?
You for that. That's a good thing. But anyway, Biden comes out and tells us all, why do we want our guns? You can't fight against the U.S. government. That's just crazy. What do you mean? You can't fight against tyranny. If the government comes against you, you ain't got a chance. Well, look at Ukraine. They gave their guns to their people. Even though their president came out and was handing them out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what they've done. Do we want to give that right up in North Dakota in the United States? No.
And we never will. And we never will. This is why, first of all, it's a great point, Fred. I think too many people dismiss the idea that the United States of America is made up of a whole lot of patriots who will defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And I don't doubt there's a whole lot of people out there with sinister ideas on how you take down the United States of America. They got to go through the people first. And
yeah.
I think Ukraine's done a great job of demonstrating what that looks like. It's a good point.
Now, as far as farming goes, we don't have near the problem right now that Ukraine's got. And how are they going to get their crop plan? We got problems here with crop insurance, go on and on. They got bigger problems than us. I'm going to say that right off the bat. But we have our own war here. If we tried to smuggle sunflower seeds to the farmers in our pockets here in North Dakota, if somebody would bring them illegally and give them to a farmer, he could have a $250,000 fine on his hand. Because the patent is not off that sunflower seed yet, and he doesn't have a license to distribute it to a producer. And, you know, barley, 20-year patent on barley seed. 20-year patent on flax seed. Now, flax seed right now, before it's even been planted, is $45 a bushel. I sold flax last fall for $6 a bushel. And if I want to, so the seed has gone up before we even plant it. These large companies are able to manipulate seed prices, fertilizer prices, before we even get a chance to have a shortage yet. So, you know, we got our own war here. We got our own war. And by the way, $45 for seed, for flax. Flax is 20-some dollars a bushel right now. You can only get crop insurance at the highest rate for $17 a bushel. And you can only insure 10 to 12 bushels an acre. So crop insurance helps, like you were saying earlier, but it isn't the total answer. So we all got our wars to fight, but that one in Ukraine is by and far a bad deal.
We appreciate you, Fred. Love our farmers and ranchers. You bet. Take care. Take a bow, farmers, ranchers. Very important. Texter says, the people in agriculture that really need appreciation showed towards them is our wonderful, awesome moms and wives. No one in this world gives up more of their lives than ranch moms and wives. They are very, very special people. They sure are. Hard working, too. Everybody in the family take a bow. Exactly right. Shout out to all the farmers and ranchers as another listener. Thank you. Let's not forget some of them work other jobs to fund the operations. I know quite a few that work at the coal mines. I am Lignite. There we go. Exactly right. Somebody did a little math for us here. Said a guy that said there's no risk. Maybe want to go without bread, cereal, pasta, which comes from North Dakota, wheat, corn, and oats. Another texter says, hey, what risk? 2021 corn crop, average 150 bushel, 145 acres. 21,750. Yield 92 bushels, 140 acres, down to 13,340. Drought, loss of 8,410 bushels. $5 equals 42,050. Insurance payment, 5,300. Insurance premium, 5,300. That person needs to farm a quarter himself and show us all the generous financial aid provided. Oh, that's great. All right, we got to get to our I Am Lignite campaign, and Kate Colden is with her. You've seen her in the I Am Lignite campaign, and I think people telling the story of this great industry of providing affordable, reliable energy is so darn important. Kim, I want to start with any advice you might have for people on how to start those very important conversations.
You know, I think, especially when we're talking with our friends and family, they already know that we're good people, right? And so when you explain what you're doing, that's coming from a place where they already like you. It's a little different when you go out of state and you're trying to talk about it, because I think people just largely aren't very educated. And so I like to take it as an opportunity to calm whatever fears it is that they have and try to have an open conversation with them. But for the most part, it's pretty positive, because I think that people can see that we don't look like villains when we're explaining what we do with our jobs.
But you make a good point about doing it with people who already know you, might be neighbors, might be people, you know, you're part of different groups and clubs and organizations, could be church folks, whatever. They know you as, in your case, Kate. So you come up with some credentials already as somebody that they know and appreciate, but might not know what exactly you do. And the better informed they are, the more that ripple effect goes into other places as well. So it's a great place to start to get comfortable talking about what you do and pushing the envelope a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Then they can be your biggest supporters, too, if they hear somebody else say something negative about the industry. Be like, oh, no, I grew up with this girl. She works there, and this is what she told me she does. And I think that there's a different level of comfort for them talking about it when they already know you. And so instead of it being us having to be a champion on our own, anyone that we know can also help champion our industry.
So what kind of reaction did you get from being a part of the I Am Lignite campaign?
Largely very positive. I'll be honest, I didn't think it was going to be as big of a campaign as it ended up being. They played one of the commercials at the Super Bowl, and my phone was blowing up with all the people who were so surprised to see my face on the TV. But it's been really good, and it's gotten more people to talk about it. And I think too, you know, it kind of comes down to that pride thing where they saw people that they know from the community on TV talking about what they do. And so everyone was just excited to know somebody who was on TV, and then our narrative got pushed forward a little bit more naturally.
Talking with Kate Golden, mining engineer at BNI Center Mine, who's been part of the I Am Lignite campaign to introduce people to the industry and the people that make up the industry. Tell us a little bit about what you enjoy about working with the lignite industry, Kate.
I'm a second generation miner, and so my dad worked out at BNI Coal for 29 years, and so I knew about it before I was in it, but really what drew me to it was this perfect mix of inside and outside work. For me as an engineer, when I worked consulting, I would spend all winter in design phase and then all summer out on the projects. And I loved what I did. I liked the people that I got to work with, but that meant that I was stuck at a computer for 6 months out of the year. And then I was applying sunscreen like a crazy person because I was outside the other 6 months. And this mining gives me the perfect mix of inside and outside. I can start my cold mornings off at the computer doing a design, and then I can run out in the field when it's a beautiful day and make sure that it makes sense.
Kate Golden, I Am Lignite. More of that conversation coming up on the other side of the break on What's On Your Mind.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There for you, a little toe tapper on What's On Your Mind, a little bumper music. Get you going today on a Tuesday, Ag Day. Shout out to our farmers, ranchers, We appreciate you very, very much. I want you to know that firsthand today on the program. Tell us what we need to know about how we can better support you. All right? Text me at 701-237-1590. You can also call us at 800-228-0550. If a North Dakota farmer goes to Ukraine and gets in some trouble, I don't know if I can still feel sorry for him much because of what they're doing there. Well, I guess that's one viewpoint. The other would say, hey, it's pretty heroic that someone says, I'm going to go help people. Because if everybody said, I'm not going to do anything, and I guess this listener could be talking about Kurt Groshans, or could be talking about Bill Dalzell. As far as Kurt Groshans, you need to know the whole story, right? So when you say get in trouble, by whose standards? In this case, a business partner of his was stealing from him. He blew the whistle on it. It turns out he's the ag minister there all of a sudden and in a powerful position in government. So I wouldn't think you would want to be a Bannon in a situation like that. But again, easy from the cheap seats, right? Yeah, exactly right. Texas says, out here in western North Dakota, we're behind the eight ball again because of a lack of moisture. This is cattle country out here, and we're looking for any hope we can find. Drought is way more devastating than people realize, even in the market. If we cannot stand another year like last year. Ranching is a wonderful way of life, but at the end of the day, Mother Nature controls everything we do. The one thing everyone could do to show your appreciation for those of us in the ag business is to pray for moisture. We need lots of prayers. That should be easy, right? Easy request. Love those comments. Thanks, and keep them coming. We're brought to you today by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. They offer state-of-the-art hyperbaric oxygen treatment. It stimulates healing. It treats infections. It improves your immune system. We had a great conversation with them recently, and I was just thrilled about the amount of people that were looking for help in some particular area and wanted to know more about it, and learned a lot about Swanson Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy. A lot of people right now are finding relief from lingering effects of COVID. Things that just won't go away in one or two treatments. Find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. That's their website. You can also give them a call, 701-929-3930. One more time, 701-929-3930. Back with more of our conversation with one of the I Am Lignite stars, Kate Colden, mining engineer at the BMI Center Mine, senior part of this campaign. Now you're getting a chance to hear from her. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up here at the bottom of the hour. So before the break, Kate, you were just talking about how much you love doing what you do, being able to, you know, be inside for part of the day, being outside for part of the day, and just tell us a little bit about why you love what you love and what you're doing every day.
It's a faster pace. I design something and I see it get built that next season. And so it's really satisfying from an engineering standpoint to get to see a design in completion so quickly. And it makes me a better engineer because any mistake I make, I realize it way faster and I don't repeat that mistake.
Some of the skills that are most prevalent, you know, if folks have family members that say, you know what, they'd be the next Kate. That'd be great. What kind of skills do you see as being really crucial to do the work you do?
I think probably it's a lot of stubbornness, honestly. When you go to school, school is hard, and you gotta keep your head down, get some studying done. But the day-to-day work that I do is really rewarding, and so it kind of makes those years of studying worth it. And I love working with all of the other miners out here. I like having that interaction with them. And so if you're a fairly social person anyway, it's great to have a job where I get to interact a little bit more, because doing consulting, again, I was behind that computer screen, so maybe it was a couple emails, but I didn't get to go out and learn from my operators. I've learned so much. I'll design something and then a scraper operator will tell me, hey, you know, that curve's a little bit too sharp. I need that to be smoother. And so that's something that I wouldn't have worked so closely with the people constructing my designs in consulting, and so that's another example of ways that you can learn it. But otherwise, it's just a lot of math and science, and I like those.
What does the future hold for the late night industry, Kate?
I think that the future is strong. I think that we're seeing, with these grid instabilities and stuff like that, that our baseload source is becoming more and more valuable. And I think that these little smaller instances, hopefully we can see that those would continue and we can stop it before it gets worse. But I'm really confident. I know the reclamation work that we do out here. That's exactly what I do at the mine. And so I'm comfortable. This is the community that I grew up in and the community that I've chosen to continue to live in. And so we're not trying to make it worse. We're trying to make it as good or better. And so I'm confident that we're doing a good job, and therefore everyone else will realize that we're doing a good job if we just keep doing it.
Talk a little bit about some trends right now that are happening in the industry that you think is the most interesting or that you want folks to pay a little attention on.
I think it'll be interesting with this rise in fuel prices if we're going to see a few more electric cars. And most of us in the coal industry, we're not afraid of electric cars. That's a major load source that we're well equipped to provide for. And so I think that that'll be really interesting. And I do think an all energy solution going forward is the best one, because whatever megawatts we can get off of wind or solar or any of those renewable sources, that just means that those tons of coal we still have and then we can continue to use for longer. And so I really think that the energy industry is a little teeter-totter, like those four-person teeter-totters. And we need to just continue to all work together to make sure that everybody has the kind of life that we're accustomed to and the future that we want.
Project or process are you most proud of in your role at BNI? Or at Interstate?
Yeah, I think my process that I work on, the reclamation is super rewarding. Pond construction is gratifying because we're catching all of the water that falls onto the mine site and making sure that it's clean before it leaves. And clean meaning that, you know, it's run across the ground and it picks up some dirt. And so it is great for me. We have to do monthly inspections of those ponds, and I go back into these ponds where we've got reclamation happening around it, and I scare off some geese or ducks, and pheasants fly up, and it's fun to watch how nature just really, it just comes right back into whatever it is that we're doing, and that's what gives me confidence that what we're doing is the right thing, because nature wouldn't lie to me. Nature knows that the grass comes back.
And it's so great to hear that. It really is. And Kate, I love hearing from you and others. We're going to chat with some folks in the industry and celebrate some of those that are part of the I Am Late Night campaign. Such an important industry to North Dakota and affordable, reliable energy. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, when we come
back. Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Russian court found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud on Tuesday. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic will probably get his jail time extended by years. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp for parole violations. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing started Monday with more than 4 hours of discussions from mostly lawmakers and colleagues of Ms. Jackson.
And like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C.
Judge Jackson's confirmation hearings continue all week. It was on this day in 1983 the Pentagon awarded a production contract worth more than $1 billion to AM General Corporation to develop 55,000 Humvees. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
By the way, and then I just thought of this during the break. What advice would Kate have for future Kates and youngsters out there in this industry? She's one of the voices of I Am Late Night, one of the faces that you've seen. And Kate, any thoughts there?
Yeah, you know, I think when I went to school, there was kind of this pushback on, oh, well, are you sure you want to go into coal? Because isn't that a dying industry? But we're not a dying industry. We are here and here to stay because we're going to be that baseload source. And so when you look at what it is that you want to be, I chose to be a civil engineer because I knew that I wanted to be in civilization and that they're always going to need us. And electricity is right at the backbone of anything that you need. So anything in the energy industry is still a great place to be because you know that we're not all of a sudden going to not need to consume as much power. We're here to stay, and I think that it's a really exciting place to be a part of companies that are looking towards the future and finding a way to keep us in the forefront.
What a great voice for the industry. Thank you so much, Kate. Appreciate it very much. That's just great. And she said earlier, I work for a nature preserve here. You know, we're doing what we do, then, you know, the reclamation ends up fostering some great wildlife as well. So pretty cool. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here on the program we call What's on Your Mind till the top of the hour on National Ag Day. Shout out to those farmers and ranchers today, right, Kelly?
Absolutely. We could already use some moisture out west.
I know. We're hearing about that from some of our listeners who say lots of prayers. They need moisture. Texture says, farmers and ranchers are the luckiest people there is. They were all born into their job. There's no way you could start out from scratch nowadays. So very true. So shout out to all the farmers and ranchers today. It's been fun saluting them and hearing the stories for sure. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I was watching a little bit of the Supreme Court confirmation this morning, and then I got to do a podcast with a guy out of Minot about North Dakota sports. So we're going to get ready and busy and keep moving forward.
I was thinking this morning in prep for our conversation here today that the moment we have right now, given the policies of the Biden administration, are directly impacting in a huge way, in a very quick way, the consumers with the price of gas, that we're probably never going to have an opportunity like this to have the consumer on our side to say, okay, enough of this crap. I don't care if it's climate action. I don't care if it's, your desire to have less federal lands being developed. I don't care. I don't care. Whatever it is, stop. Don't do it. Are we seizing the moment enough, do you think?
Well, I've been bringing this up a lot in D.C. I serve on the House Energy Action Team, and I'm obviously on the Energy Subcommittee on Energy and Commerce. And I've made that very same point, Scott. I'm like, listen, we talk a lot about winning the election in November, but there are certain things we have to engage in now. The problem is, right in the middle of all of this, for all the rhetoric that's going on, the administration sure isn't doing all that much to deal with this. You know, Secretary Granholm last week touted these two LNG permits that Department of Energy permitted, and then obviously she got brought into a back room and whipped back into shape, because the very next day she came out and said we need to talk about oil companies and price gouging. Well, oil companies are price takers; they're not price makers, and it's a futures market. Calling in oil execs to say, "Hey, what are you doing about the price of gas?" Having emergency hearings or price of oil and gas is really, really ridiculous. Particularly when 18 months ago, I don't remember anybody calling for emergency hearings when WTI was trading at -$26 a barrel.
No, and don't you think it almost looks? I mean, what, 2 days ago it's a Putin price hike, and now it's gouging. They seem to be flailing all over the place. I don't know if that's excuse me. I mean, they're seeing the polls in free fall here and having to grasp at straws, aren't they?
Well, and it's yes, and it's absolutely true. I mean, the price of oil is set on the world market, and that's just the reality of how that works. And you're also dealing with companies who've had a really, really tumultuous 2 years. I mean, and dealing with those issues, two things happen. From a supply place, there's no cushion. And from a company standpoint, your debt-to-equity ratio is important when you're dealing with all of this. And when the administration sends signals that they're going to shut down every infrastructure project they possibly can, it's pretty hard to invest long-term at a time when you have a good price and you've just gone through a really tumultuous 2 years. And we don't recognize the economics of this stuff enough. And we don't recognize that it took us 20 years to get here. I mean, we have 5 or 6 permits at FERC right now that every career person over there will tell you should have been green light 8 months to 12 months ago. Well, when you're an investor in the oil and gas industry, you know that the political people at FERC are making them sit on permits. Why would you invest in that infrastructure? There are just no signals to the market from this administration that they're going to help them put the infrastructure in place, which would help us get all of this energy, not just across the whole country, but the whole world.
None of which just surprises any of us, right? I mean, it's just that in my mind, they've sort of been caught. They've been caught in their policies causing a direct impact, and everything they're doing is clean up in aisle 5. What do we do about it? What can North Dakota do about it? What can we do to say, hey, there is a solution here, and help us get there? What's the answer? Because it seems to me with the Russian oil saying, all right, that's off the market. What a perfect opportunity to say, hey, let's increase production, and here's how quickly we can increase it if you do A, B, and C. I mean, this is our moment, isn't it?
It is. Well, the first thing is infrastructure, and we know this. We're the geographic center of North America. We have to get our products to market. By the way, it's not just oil and gas, it's grain, it's corn, it's all of the different things that we grow here. We have to get them to market. But this is what I said, we should have our allies. Right. I mean, if there's one thing the administration could do right now that would be really helpful long term for North Dakota, it is getting people, the ambassador from France, the ambassador from Germany in their office and saying, hey, how much do you like relying on Russian natural gas right now? You need to create some gas processing facilities. We need to deal with getting some LNG tankers. And why wouldn't you want to buy this stuff from us? Because the one thing you know from us is two things, actually. One, it's cleaner than what you're burning now. And two, we're never going to roll tanks into your country.
Posted a letter yesterday that the North Dakota Petroleum Council signed on to and joined a coalition of 10 associations representing small and mid-sized oil and gas companies with a real pushback. This is on Facebook if you want to see it on my Facebook page. A number of people commented and shared it. Interestingly enough, Facebook, after I posted, puts in the little disclaimer underneath it and says, see how the average temperature in your area is changing. Explore client Simon's info. You know, like you can't even post a letter that was sent to Joe Biden from the industry without having them advocate in the way they are. But one area they pointed out that was fantastic was stop lying about, hey, you have all these leases, just drill where you drill. I mean, the ignorance of what the industry has in the way of headwinds from this industry. You mentioned, FERC as an example, or other leases. I mean, the numbers are unbelievable. Here's an example. U.S. Bureau of Land Management approved 95 permits to drill in January 2022. In April of 2021, 643, the height of the pandemic. So, you know, they are stiff-arming the industry right now. Stiff-arming the industry, not approving permits. So those are the facts. Is that a place where you can break through the logjam and just say, okay, start rapid fire approving these permits, folks? I mean, it just seems to me we got a circular firing squad going on with all the pain points, and nobody's saying, okay, we'll fix it.
Well, except that one's easy, right? Fix it. But quit gaslighting the American people. Although at this point, I'm not sure they're gaslighting or if they just actually don't understand how the energy industry works. You know, when you have the comms director for the White House, Jen Psaki, going on TV and saying, just go drill that federal permit. I mean, either nobody has told her how the industry actually works or she knows and she doesn't care. So, yes, granting federal permits, granting federal easements so you can get infrastructure in the ground would be a really simple place where this administration doesn't need congressional action. They don't need any of those types of things to move forward. But I'm just telling you that just from the rhetoric alone, I don't see it happening. I mean, if they think you just go to a federal lease, buy one federal lease, and then start drilling a bunch of oil wells, they obviously have no interest in learning how this onshore oil and gas renaissance that's happened started in North Dakota, but, you know, in the Permian and New Mexico and Powder River and Wyoming. They have simply no idea how the actual industry functions, or they do know, and again, they don't care.
Our guest, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, if you have a question or comment, welcome today on the program on any topic, 258-0550, or text us 237-1590, 237-1590 to text or call 258-0550. We had a conversation yesterday about, you know, the access to capital. And I know there's a fair amount of conversations going on to say, okay, this is a problem too, getting the capital to drill, partly because of public markets being affected by ESG. And one of the answers to that is to say, let's solve the problem that they want in ESG, and that is, let's take a portion of the CO2 and methane and store it, because we can do that in North Dakota. A lot of people say, why would we succumb to that game? Why would we play that game? I'm trying to explain, look, we don't make the rules of the game, and if we want this industry that needs capital, big capital, to drill and increase the amount of drilling we have and get back to 1.5 million and grow our production, we don't have any choice but to play that game. Do we, Kelly?
Well, and I think the answer to it is take all the politics aside out of it. And I mean, you can deal with the history of it, but the bottom line is consumers are demanding. And so if consumers are demanding it, if that is the way it's moving forward, then why do you do it? Because, I mean, two things can be true at once. We can need more oil and natural gas 10 years from now, and people on the East Coast and the West Coast can drive more electric cars. And I'm okay with both of those if they're consumer-driven and not regulatory-driven. And that, I mean, the reality is that's where this is moving, and it's moving there. You know, the ESG marketplace, remember, right? There's way too much federal involvement in that. But that was actually, I mean, that's being driven by activist investors, and I think they're nuts. I think you think they're nuts, but that doesn't change the fact that we have to deliver products. I mean, we deliver a lot of products to people the way they want them. And we're going to have to play and involve in that game if we want Western North Dakota and North Dakota as a whole to succeed. That's just the reality. You don't have to like it to know it's coming.
It's also an opportunity for North Dakota, given our unique geology, is it not?
Absolutely. We're one of two states with primacy, and we're the most developed, right? You've got Red Trail doing a carbon capture. I mean, you've got Project Tundra. We have the ability to deal with these things. And we have such a great synergy between energy and ag in this state that we have real opportunities to do this stuff.
So it may frustrate us. As you say, we may think they're nuts, but we don't get to decide the rules of this game as it pertains to capital. Are there other ways? This is going to be a longer answer that we'll wait for on the other side of the break. But down in Wyoming, I think they're wrestling with some ideas of private capital markets. And is there other ways we could quickly ramp up the access to capital where you wouldn't have to play the game? I know that's going to not involve a whole lot of people that are in this space have access to that capital through public markets, but is there another way? I want to ask you that when we come back. Any other questions or comments for Congressman Kelly Armstrong? Welcome here at 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about. And they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, the all-new improved 2022 Sierra 1500s. They're taking orders now. They're on the way. Meanwhile, new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Hurry before they're gone. And over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are all clearly marked, priced to sell. Various makes and models. So if you're an F-150 or Ram fan boy or woman, whatever, you can do one of those too with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty on just about all of those vehicles. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
by request. Bumper music for Ag Day. Here you go, folks.
Thanks, my tractor sexy.
Love it.
You ask, you receive. You're on Ag Day. Texter says, took a big loss last night. Had to pull a calf from a first calf heifer. Came up backwards, lost the calf and the cow. And she pushed her womb out, lost too much blood, raised her from a calf, time and effort all gone, vet couldn't get here in time, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. Oh, my God. So sad to hear that. Thanks for giving us a little slice of life in the industry. 10 before the top of the hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong here today on What's on Your Mind. So the question is, you know, I did look up what Wyoming is doing, and evidently they're doing a DAO, a decentralized autonomous organization, recognizing this now as a legal structure, the first to do so as a way to generate capital outside of the public markets. You mentioned Texas is doing something. Is this the future to just leave the woke stock market, public markets behind?
I think in a community, in a place like North Dakota, where, you know, we rely so much on our community banks and all of those things, I think there's going to be tremendous opportunities to do some of that. But you ask what we could do right now. I mean, one of the things you could do right now is simply permit the 5 permits at FERC that have been sitting there for 8 months. Send signals to the market that it's okay to invest in this type of infrastructure. They're pretty good at reading the tea leaves. I mean, that's what they do for a living. And until we get those capital investments, you know, there are a couple things that people, you know, we live in this Twitter society and all of that. But some of the best things the Trump administration did, and it was directly on, I mean, you know, order from Donald Trump, is get the NEPA process reformed. Get these things so you're filing less pieces of paper, that you can get this stuff into the ground quicker. Because time is your enemy. Time is where litigation comes. Time is where access to capital starves up. And the biggest reason these things take so long is the federal government. That's the answer.
Texter says, please ask Kelly if he's able to do something about the massive fertilizer and other input increases that are happening right now to agriculture.
Well, I mean, we're working on it. Listen, there's two different sides to that. One, the feedstock for everything has gone up, right? Anhydrous, the feedstock is natural gas, and the price of anhydrous, the increase in the price of anhydrous is almost directly correlated to the increase in price of natural gas. And the other problem is so much of our potash in the world comes from a place where rockets are raining down right now. So we're trying to figure out what best ways we can do this, and if there's any way we can ease into the market or at least figure out if there's some kind of supplemental we can do because of costs. I'm a little less worried about, I'm very much worried about the cost. I'm a little worried that we're going to run out of all this stuff here in a real quick hurry.
Texter says the agriculture industry is the most flexible and resilient industry there is. We find a way to get the crop in the ground, cattle out the pasture every year. However, the perfect storm of high fertilizer and fuel prices combined with a drought to continue or worsen through June, according to the experts, is a big threat to the industry. Current inflation in this country will be a minor problem if the farmer and ranchers go under.
I agree. I mean, you were just telling that story about that. I mean, this is the one difference between the ag energy industry and the energy industry. You can always shut a well in if you have bad prices. I don't know a single farmer who can just go with not planting their fields for a year, regardless of what the conditions are. And they get up every day and they're looking at all of this stuff moving. You know, we're waiting to see what the wheat crop in India looks like, of all things, because 30% of the world's wheat comes from the area around Ukraine. And I mean, these are real, real issues that I don't think enough people are spending enough time on.
Texter says, why not use the Bank of North Dakota and the Legacy Fund to do private investing for the oil and gas industry?
Well, you always have to be a little careful there if you're competing against private business. But I do think we are set up in a position very unique to other states where we have access to different tranches of dollars that other states don't. And we should maximize and, for lack of a better word, weaponize those against our competing states and help our economy grow.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Legacy Fund, a beneficiary of oil and gas development. So if you leverage more of the development, whether the Legacy Fund wins from it.
Yeah, and I mean, the other answer too, right, is we have to, I mean, we are in the mature phase of the Bakken. That is just the truth. And we have to make sure that we are replacing some of that as we continue to move forward. We're going to continue to develop the Bakken. The Bakken is going to continue to do that. The problem is two things keep it from ramping up immediately right now, even in this good price. In 2010, we were essentially the only place in the world that wasn't in a recession. So workforce wasn't our issue. I mean, housing our workforce was our issue, making it able to do that. But just competing for jobs in that space has gotten a lot harder in 2022 than it is in 2010. And then the other answer is simply transportation capacity, which unfortunately far too often falls solely on the executive branch of the federal government.
Keep fighting. They sure do. And a very frustrating time right now, but the more the insane policies that are leading to these pain points are exposed, the better people awaken. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it. Thanks for the calls and texts. And again, farmers, ranchers, take a bow. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
With KinderCare in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. KinderCare is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.